The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Playing doubleheaders is so exciting, and you know the fans get good value for money being able to see two games. And both games should be a cracker. I mean, Giants Vixens and then us versus the Mavericks. So yeah, hopefully we can get bums on seats and make it a really cool atmosphere. Yeah, look, it was a performance that we just weren't happy with across the board. I think individually we didn't take accountability, and then as a collective, as a team, I don't think we stuck together enough and stuck to the game plan. But we also know that it was round one. A lot can happen in this season, and you know the Swifts have never won a Premiership without losing a game, so you kind of have to get over it quick, look at the video, go back to basics, and yeah, treat round two as if it's round one.
You yourself, the shooting thing, how did you sort of feel coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it wasn't a game I was happy with. I think, you know, they are particularly good defenders, but I back myself all day against anyone in the world. And yeah, coming off the back of the game, I was disappointed. I felt like I let the team down, and it's not something that I want to continue for this season. So, you know, I want to put my best foot forward and represent this club that I love. We want to get wins on the board. And yeah, for me, doing the work outside the circle and inside the circle and supporting G in there, yeah, is super important going forward.
How's that all coming along?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, she's an absolute weapon. I mean, you can see exactly what she gave us last season, and then she did it last week for us as well. She's an amazing target in the circle, but you know, she's kind of becoming a bit of a two-point specialist as well, which is awesome to see. And that's something I love about Grace, is that she's always wanting to adapt her game, she's always wanting to improve, and I can see it every week and I can see it in training. So for us, I think we're still building that connection, but you know, when it clicks, I don't think anyone's going to stop us.
What have you just noticed in training? What's been the attitude like?
Honestly, it's been one of our best weeks of training. I think the intensity has really stepped up. I think people have just dug in and went really hard for it. And, you know, the coaches have been great and supporting us and, you know, kind of nailing on things that we need to work on. I think our centre-pass connections, first, second phase, was a big thing for us this week. But honestly, sometimes it's about not going into like a doomsday mindset, and it's about tweaking the things that need to be tweaked. But I think we need to keep it positive and we need to keep it exciting, because it was only round one, and we know that we're a much better team.
And this weekend, what do you need to do to get that win?
Yeah, look, Mavericks are a really cool team. They've obviously got Shimona in the circle as a big target, and they've strengthened in the off-season. I think especially Jamie Lee heading over there is a big pickup for them. And yeah, we know they're going to be super strong, but I think, you know, matchup to matchup, I think we beat them across the court. And I think if we put our best foot forward, put the hard work in, we can get the win, but it's not going to be easy. We know how good they are. Defensively, they cause a lot of disruptions. So yeah, I think being smart in attack, and then trying to limit that ball into Shimona will be key.
Through Sydney wins, is that the plan?
That's the plan. I mean, to be honest, I don't really care if Giants win, but it would be cool if we could get two Sydney wins while we're playing a doubleheader. And yeah, I think just for the fans that come out, it would be great to see the two New South Wales teams win.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.